Lover in the Rough by Elizabeth Lowell. To my editor, Patricia Smith, who with intelligence, humor, and tact ensures that I don't stray from the primrose path. Thanks. 1. Miss Farrell, asked the photographer, do you want the white jade dish next to the Baroque pearl cluster or the ivory sculpture? Reba Farrell walked gracefully over the dry stream bed toward the photographer. Angular gravel grated beneath her flat-heeled sandals. She stopped behind the photographer, bent and looked through the camera lens. Absently, she pushed aside wisps of honey-blonde hair that had escaped from the casual knot she wore on the top of her head. She straightened and flipped through the papers on her clipboard, trying to look professional and competent, when all she wanted to do was steal away for a few minutes and cry. Group 8, asked Reba, her voice higher and harsher than its normal contralto. Yes, said the photographer, consulting her own clipboard. Reba looked back at the precious objet d'art resting on the ledge of natural marble. Pale marble walls rose on either side of the dry streambed, walls polished by water and time into flowing curves and hollows. Bands of cream and pale yellow, gold gray, and eggshell wove through the walls, giving depth and subtle texture to the satiny stone. Above the marble rose steep, deeply eroded hills of vermilion and black and chocolate. Volcanic rock so new that the sun hadn't had time yet to bake out the intense colors. Mosaic Canyon's contrast in textures was fascinating. Polished marble walls that would be the end...